time for some snuggle, baby boy. Let's get you all set up. Get the blankets and pillows just right. There we go. I have some tea to drink. Maybe a book to read while I pet your head. That sound good? Some ASMR head scratches. Maybe give you the tingles. Help you relax. Oh, that's a good boy. There's someone I follow on YouTube who I enjoy quite a bit. Anthropocene Reviewed. Would you like me to read it to you a little bit? Play with your hair. Drink some tea. Oh, that's right. All the soothing things. Maybe kiss your forehead. Breathe for me and relax. That's right. Listen to the sound of the rain. Just this moment. Nothing else matters. Give yourself that. A gift of focus. Let's see, what should I read for you, Humanity's temporal range. This one says Halley's Comet. One of the enduring mysteries of Halley's Comet is that nobody knows how to spell its name. As the comet is named for an astronomer who spelled his own surname variously as Halley, A-I-L, Haley, H-A-L-L, and Holly, H-A-W. We think language moves around a lot these days, with the emergence of emojis and shifting meanings of words like literally. But at least we know how to spell our own names. I'm going to call it Halley's Comet, with apologies to the Hollies or Haleys among us. It's the only periodic comet that can regularly be seen from Earth by the naked eye. Halley's Comet takes between 74 and 79 years to complete its highly elliptical orbit around the sun. And so once in a good human lifetime, Halley brightens the sky for several weeks, or twice in a human lifetime. If you schedule things well. The American writer Mark Twain, for instance, was born as the comet blazed above the Missouri sky. 74 years later, he wrote, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835, as it's coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it." And he did, dying in 1910 as Halley reappeared. Twain had a hell of a gift for narrative structure, especially when it came to memoir. Have you seen Halley's Comet? I doubt it. Maybe you have. It's a wonderful book. Lots of short ponderings. Maybe you'll read it someday, but for now, it's time for you to rest. Yes, rest. As I drink my tea and play with your hair. Good boy. That's right, Carlo.